As airport security is strengthened in Europe, a search of the last known London residence of the man who's been charged with trying to blow up a transatlantic jetliner has been launched. As the criminal investigation got underway, there were many more questions than answers regarding the attempt to bring down an Amsterdam to Detroit airliner on Christmas Day. One key facet will be to determine if the man charged with the attack, Umar Farouk Abdel Muttalib, acted alone or in concert with others. Terrorism expert Dr. Sajjan Gohel is from the London-based think tank, the Asia Pacific Foundation. He says finding that out will be crucial.
Whether this was an act of terrorism conducted by Al-Qaeda Central or that of a lone wolf acting independently, we'll have to wait and see for the investigation and what comes out of that. But we do know that Al-Qaeda and their affiliates have a crazed obsession in targeting the aviation industry.
On Sunday, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano said at this stage there is nothing to indicate the 23-year-old Nigerian was part of a larger plot, but much more questioning will follow. One effect of the attempt to blow up Flight 253 is increased security at international airports in Europe, something Sajjan Gohel says passengers will just have to get used to.
There's going to be disruption, there's going to be delays, there's going to be greater scrutiny and insecurity. Unfortunately, we're just going to have to accept this, that this has become an inevitable part of our lives now whenever we travel abroad, especially for transatlantic flights.
Graham Simpson is the operations director at Britain's busiest hub, Heathrow Airport.
We are incurring some delays, like all other airports are around Europe, but we're working very hard with the airlines to minimise those delays. Currently, delays are averaging around 1 hour, and that is for flights that are going out to the US.
Passengers are being encouraged to check ahead with their airlines, to arrive an hour earlier than normal, and to bring only a single carry-on bag with them. Meanwhile, in London, the multi-million-dollar apartment where Abdel Muttalib lived during his days as a mechanical engineering student at University College between 2005 and 2008 continues to be searched by police forensic teams. Computers and hard drives in particular are being scrutinized in fine detail. It's part of a larger investigation aimed at trying to identify those individuals he was in contact with. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.